This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting celebrities who go by fake names and their real actual birth names because, well, damn it, because it's going to be fun. Our guest today, speaking of fun, is friend and comedian Chris Charpentier, returning to the draft for his seventh time. Seven times up in the club. Chris hosts the podcast Sports Bullies the Game, and his stand-up album Brain Thoughts is available now on A Special Thing Records. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and we're joined by my friend and comedian and father-to-be and cameo superstar and backwards hat from way back aficionado and proud North Dakotan, Sean Jordan. Sean Jordan is here. David Borey is not here. David Borey, I'll say it. He's in Bolivia right now for reasons I can't get into. Let's get into the podcast. Another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that really can't get into why David's in Bolivia. Like, really?
Well, now, this is the first time hearing about it.
Yeah.
I've heard of David, but that is Bolivia. Now, is this like slang? Does he have a new girlfriend? Is that what you're saying? Because he's in Bolivia?
I think so. Or what? I don't know. He just texted me. I'm in Bolivia.
Really?
I'm not going to be able to make it to the podcast. Sharpie's going to fill in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to... Let's go not super quick, but quicker than normal, because I have to, before business ends in Hong Kong, I gotta do a couple. I gotta send a couple faxes.
I thought you ended business in Hong Kong.
I thought that's what
you said the last time I saw you, as you walked off into the sunset, you said, "I'm about to end business in Hong Kong."
Yeah, man. I'm about to put a bunch of cans of soup on a boat and just go out to sea and be like, "You guys have fun on the mainland. I'll be out there by Saipan."
Here's some scintillating gossip that's going to get, I think, particularly the younger listeners all of Twitter. I recently exchanged my IKEA bookshelf that I'd been keeping perishable or non-perishable food items in for a hutch from the Pottery Barn.
Okay.
And boy, that non-perishable food, they mean it. Some of that soup, it's not going bad until 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, man, soup don't never die.
Some of that tomato soup, especially, there's nothing in there. Where's it going? There's nothing in there that's going anywhere.
I have a lot of tomato soup in my pantry right now.
Dude.
Lots.
You know?
Lots.
A fun journey to go down dinner. And I don't feel like people do this enough. You heat it in the microwave, you get yourself an entire sleeve.
Before you get into this, I do want to remind listeners that Sean Jordan recently made Indian food. And
I sure did.
And as Twitter proved, was properly making a taco dish, not even though David and I were making fun of him.
Boy, they gave me the fucking news and the weather, Sharpie. I'll tell you this. Okay. I put potatoes in there, and Ian and David let me have it. Both barrels, you know? And
You put potatoes in where?
You too? I'm going to put them in your mouth. Stop.
When he was cooking the ground beef, he chopped up potato cubes and put them in the cooking ground beef.
Okay.
Seemed weird to David and I.
It sure did.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
Yeah. So we, as is our wont, made merry of it. We engaged in much jocularity.
Sure.
And some light ribbing regarding Sean's culinary habit. And
yeah, there it is.
Love that.
And it took place over several 2-hour long episodes of All Fantasy Everything, only to culminate, not the first few times, but eventually I think when we had a particularly active session of bashing the old Sean Yada, yeah. as it were. Twitter came to his defense and let David and I know, and I think mostly me, that we were being culturally unawares, and that that throwing a bunch of chopped up potatoes and some simmering ground beef is a well-respected traditional Mexican culinary tradition, and that it was us who were mistaken and not Sean. So he's the real cook, dude. He's the chef.
Well, we should have been listening to him all along.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what I was, and but man, it's hard to say what I was going to say after all that praise. I was going to say a road not traveled that often is you microwave yourself some Campbell's tomato soup and get a whole sleeve of saltines, and that's dinner.
I think that road's been traveled plenty often.
The crackers, they go so quick. I feel like I couldn't eat a whole sleeve at one time if it were not for a bowl of Campbell's soup.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I've eaten a whole sleeve of saltines before with like a big thing of water. Mm-hmm. One thing I like is to put just a couple saltines in my mouth and then take a big swig of water and let it disintegrate.
Yep. I've done that. Yeah. I'm a fan of having that kind of a chip and a drink of something and letting them work it out, let it fight it out, see what ends up in there last.
The octagon.
Mm-hmm. My whole life, this has never been an issue, but just, I don't know, the last 3 months, maybe, I just love eating in the middle of the night. It's been my thing lately.
Really?
Yeah, just like waking up and just going and plowing food, anything.
Anything. And then going back to bed?
And then going right back to bed. It's not good. It's not good. But that's been my thing lately.
Are you seeing a little weight gain attached to it, or is it just
more? I'm as heavy as I've ever been. It's pretty exciting.
Really?
Yep. You and I are switching places pretty soon.
Absolutely.
If you get below me weight wise, I don't know what's going to happen.
That's going to be quite an. I'm at 227 right now, so I think you got some wiggle room.
I'm at 182.
You got quite a, I don't know if I'll ever get to 182. You got some wiggle room, dude.
Well, I'm working my way up to 220, no problem.
Climbing the ladder, man. When all this started, your boy was 238, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
So Ian now is currently smaller than I was when we started pandemic.
Holy shit.
He keeps ducking me, though. I spent the last year getting down to his weight class so we could fight at UFC 268, and now he keeps losing weight. He keeps dropping weight, too.
Yeah, man, I'm a welterweight now.
Come on, Sean. What are you? Do you weigh less than me?
What is welterweight?
It's Walter White. It's Walter White.
What do you weigh now?
I'm tipping the old Toledo about 190.
Ooh, we're getting
about
close.
190.
Oh, boy. And how tall are you?
6'2". Gentleman 6'1 and a half, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I'm 5'5", putting it on, and you're about 10, you're 10 pounds heavier than me.
You're built like a fullback, though, dude. That's what you want. That's you what we want are, coming dude. Out of the backfield.
Absolutely.
Chris Okoye.
I'm turning into a square. It's pretty interesting.
What are you eating late at night? Just like whatever's in the fridge? Just like some Play-Doh? Leftovers?
Whatever I got that night. Sometimes it's candy. Sometimes it's chips. Sometimes it's cheese. Just straight up going and
yeah.
that. Right out I'll of a block of a cheese.
I'll do that.
I mean, I've danced with all those ladies. It's just never that late at night. I mean, of all my accomplished gluttony, I've never been a wake up, go eat, go back to bed person. That's the one I haven't done.
I don't know where it's coming from. It's really weird.
Are you stoned when this is happening?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's nothing new. That's no.
Yeah.
It isn't. You're right. That is nothing right. new.
So that shouldn't be affecting anything. But maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm finally getting to the point that every other person has seemed to get to where they're like, I think I might be kind of done smoking weed, or at least going to slow way down. Because it like affects you in a weird way. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's starting to happen. Mm hmm. If it gets like I'm still not getting paranoid or anything, thank God, or anxious.
Yeah.
But I'm getting fat. Which is making me paranoid and anxious.
Which is yeah. Well, your pants will split and then you'll be like, what the fuck was that noise? You know, it's like that exactly. kind of thing.
Who's that ghost in here ripping pants?
somebody sneaking in here at night. Mm-hmm. They're replacing my shirts with smaller shirts.
Mm-hmm. They're ripping out the crotch of all of my pants. It's unbelievable.
They're pushing my thighs closer together when I walk. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Tight. I love it.
That's tight, dude. Like the shirts, bro. Like the shirts, dude.
Bruv. Brethren.
Sean Jordan is here. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sean Backwards Hattigan on Kathleen Madigan, dude.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be a backwards hat guy. It's with a daughter. I don't want to be the guy with a backwards hat with a kid. I just don't. The 40-year-old, I got to say.
You look good.
I think you can do it. I think you can still do it. I just don't think you can do it as often. I think it needs to be a weekend thing, and it's a day-to-day, it's not a
hair
hat
thing.
Guy.
It's a hair thing. It's like I'm not a shower in the morning anymore guy. I shower at night before I go to bed because it makes me, that's something that's happened during pandemic. I'm like, a shower before bed, nothing better. And then I just crawl into bed so clean. I love it.
I do love that, but I gotta have that morning shower, dude.
I don't anymore. Like, I get up and I throw on the hat, and that was the big thing. I just throw the hat on. I'll go for a walk with my coffee, and that's like my morning. That's how I wake up. Not a shower anymore because I don't have anywhere to be. You have somewhere to be, you know? So it's, I can wake up and just like take an hour or whatever to go on a walk, and then it's not going to ruin anything. Anyway.
Not pretty soon. You're going to have a kid all the time. All the time.
I'm going to have it all the time.
I'll tell you, if we didn't get him with the Hutch talk, I think we're getting them with the morning shower routine.
It's funny how not boring it is to me, because I'm like,
Marissa, let's send this one right to Apple.
You got it.
Let's have them front page.
It is riveting. Mm-hmm. Riveting. I have a show coming up. May 23rd, yes. Outdoors, Helium, Five Bells. Bring everyone you know, please.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's it. That's all I got coming up. May 23rd. It'll be very much looking forward to it. It'll be very fun. I have some new stand-up I'm very excited about. Other than that, man, you know, just best of the best.
What are you writing about? What are you writing about? Give us a little sneak preview, dude.
I wrote a fun little bit about how this is like how I should have treated high school. Like the quarantine where I just skateboard all day and watch movies. So I should have went and dropped out. And then I talk about how the only reason I'd want to go back to high school is to do things that you thought you would get in trouble for, but now as an adult, you know, you wouldn't.
Oh, so true.
And a big one, which is calling teachers by their first name. And that would be because you can't get in trouble for that, but you thought you could back in the day. And it'd just be so fun to show up and be like to your history teacher. And just like, what's happening, Derek? And then sit down.
I think that depends on how Derek runs his classroom, is whether or not you get in trouble for it.
Well, that's if he's like, go to the office, you're like, fine, Derek.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get serious trouble.
Yeah, you couldn't get like expelled for like, if you're a perfect student, other than calling teachers by their first name.
They're going to love it.
You could also just like open a gallon of milk and put a straw in it and sit there and drink it.
Well, that was a punishable offense, though. You couldn't drink anything in class at Lincoln High School. So
what?
What if you called him by the wrong name?
That'd
What if his name was Derek and you just called him, you know, Jeff or Tom? Hey, Tom.
Chad. Hey, Chad. Every day it's a different name. Brody. Yeah. Start getting Kip. Fun with it. Alphonse.
Alphonse, dude.
Or like Crafonzo. Dude, how funny would that be? You show up to, like, you're a new student or something, and they go, like, you know, we have a new student here, Sean, everybody. And I just look at the teacher and I go, LaFonso, is it? just walk back to
That's
whatever
right, Sean.
Chair I
LaFonso,
want.
LaFonso, is it? Yeah, Sean. And you are LaFonso.
LaFonso Henderson. All right, you're the 20th century American history teacher.
Man, that's true. I was so afraid of getting in trouble back in school that I never really acted out at all.
I was never afraid in middle school. You know why? Because people poisoned my mind. They said middle school didn't matter. I had a bunch of adults be like, grades don't matter till high school, or nothing matters till high school. Study habits matter before high school, because those are what you take into high school with you. And how you act at school matters, because that's how you're going to act in high school. So I wasn't like a dick, but I was not fun to be around if you're a teacher, I don't think.
You're going to do just fine as a dad, dude. I wish I would have heard that in middle school.
I stopped caring or trying in third grade. I'm totally serious. I changed schools from a public school to a Catholic school. And I walked in to my new class, and they were doing cursive paragraphs. They were writing cursive paragraphs. And I, like, just...
just you remember the moment?
Yeah, I had, like, just learned how to regular write, like, write in print. And they were writing in cursive, doing paragraphs. And I was like, I gotta learn. That. I gotta get by somehow else. And so I...
It ain't gonna be writing for your boy.
Exactly. So then I started the charm monster. Started right then, in third grade. I was like, let's figure something out. And I stopped trying. I figured out they'll pass you. They'll just pass you if you're cute enough. They'll pass you.
You had cursive conversation.
I did.
Yeah, it was loopy and fancy and went, you know, from one word to another, like effortlessly. You worked on a conversational cursive, man. That's more important.
Well said.
I would have trouble writing the cursive alphabet right now, I think.
Oh, once you get to like Z and like...
I was just going to say a capital Z is real funny. Oh,
come on.
Yeah, I don't know what they were... It's like, pardon my ignorance. I feel like I say that all the time. They don't teach cursive anymore, do they?
Not really.
I didn't think they know. Did. I thought they were kind of done with it.
It'd be like teaching blacksmithing to me. It would feel nuts.
What's the fucking point?
Swords, man. And, you know.
Oh, well, not blacksmithing. We're talking about cursive. Yeah,
what is the point? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I get a little hot when people dog on blacksmithing. I apologize.
It's just hard to read. Yeah. That's all it is now. It used to be kind of cool, but now it's just hard to read.
There's
no reason for it.
I write all my stand-up longhand with a pen and like paper, and I still don't use cursive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. That is you don't kind of do cursive. You don't kind of blend
Do cursive. Like L-Y definitely runs into each other. You know, mm-hmm. like I'm using some of it. There's like Trey. I use cursive the way I use Yiddish, which is just like.
Sure.
It's just every now and then and for fun. Yeah. So Sean Jordan's got a show at Helium, for God's sake. And if you don't go to it, he's going to send an owl to your house to just sort of sit outside your bedroom window and stare at you.
I sure will, man. I sure will.
Just fucking eyeball you, dude. Just really get
Act
in your
like
head.
I won't. A snow owl, dude? Forget about it.
Just a beautiful owl you're going to fall in love with. You're going to fall in love with it. Not sexually, but not sexually. Kind of like, I don't know if anyone's seen My Octopus Teacher, that documentary.
I just watched it today.
You just watched it?
He's totally into the octopus by the end of it. He's totally into it.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I saw a preview on the Oscars, I think. Did it win some awards?
It won the Oscar.
Okay.
For what?
For best documentary feature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
And I don't know, Marissa, if you agree with me, at the end, like, you're
that
like...
That shocks me. That news shocks me. I did not know it won the Oscar.
Yeah, it won the Oscar. And by the end of the documentary, you're like, okay, so he he made that octopus put its tentacles around his penis at some point. Like, that definitely happened.
He does sound horny. Like when you can hear him talking to it, you're like, you're horny. You sound a little horned up for that octo.
It sounds like that dude knows what an octopus feels like up against your penis.
Yeah.
Which is
pretty tight. I really think he does. I know it is. It's like, I would have a drink with him just to sort of get that information.
Yeah, I can't say it wouldn't be interesting. Sure. Yeah.
You know, it's just like the same way where you're like, I need a cricket. You know, just to see.
Sure, just to see.
Anyway, see Sean sent an owl to people's houses. If you live in Portland, you're going to fall in love with the owl, and the owl's going to give you the cold shoulder, and it's going to ruin you and then dissolve your marriage.
Damn right, dude. Damn right.
Sharpie's here. Chris Charpentier at Sharpie Comedy on Instagram, at Sharpie Comedy on Twitter as well, across platforms.
That's right.
What do you got going on, man?
I tried to change it a while ago. I was like, I should just be Chris Charpentier. I wonder if anybody has that.
Yeah.
And it's too long.
Oh.
That's frustrating.
I was like, fuck. And then I remembered that's why I didn't have it to begin with.
What about just Charpentier?
It's too, now everything's taken. It's been too long. Yeah. I'm screwed. Anyway, what am I up to? Not much, dude. I'm going to Denver to do some shows at the end of May. I'm also going back. At the last weekend of May. I'll be at the Comedy Fort doing shows with Steph Tolov, and the Boulder Comedy Show. So if you're around, come to those. But more importantly, I'm going for my dad's 70th birthday to surprise him, because he doesn't know. It's going to be dope. And then we're going to get him and my mom, because I guess she's going to sneak in on this present. We're going to get him like a dream vacation. I'm fucking
That's so amazing. Goddamn, that's so pumped, sick, dude.
I'm so, dude, I've never, my family has never done anything like this for each other. So it's dope. I'm so excited.
Where's the vacation for it? If you don't mind me asking.
I don't mind you asking, because it's all weird COVID times. My dad's dream vacation is to go to on a safari, but I don't know when they're really going to be able to do that. So we're not getting them tickets to anything, but we're going to give them the, like, we'll buy you whatever you want to whenever you're allowed to do whatever it is you choose.
Yeah.
As soon as this opens up.
So, yeah, exactly. So if they decide to do something like, well, rather than like wait a few years, what if we just, you know, went to wherever now? So it's up to them, depending on everything. But I'm fucking pumped. I hope that they go on a safari. That's the whole point. That's what I really want to get him. It'd be so dope.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it'd be so cool. I can't think of anything cooler.
I would love to go on a safari.
Than seeing a lion in the freaking wild, or as wild as whatever.
Well,
as we can.
Sioux Falls has like a few bigger buildings than they did, say, like 10 years ago. So I can think of things that are equal to that. Yeah, maybe a safari through the rolling Black Hills of Western South Dakota. Probably do that now, but
well, they've already done that. Okay. You know, otherwise, you know, he's 70. He's lived.
he's seen the world.
He's lived some life. Yeah.
He's lived otherwise, some life.
Yeah. Otherwise, that would be obviously that's first on the list.
You go on safari outside of Sioux Falls, you might see some methamphelephants. You know, just out there walking around.
Some methamphelephants.
Dude, one of the first times I went on the road, I went on a tour up to South Dakota to do a comedy. And I was with this dude, Troy Baxley, very funny comedian.
I know,
and,
Troy.
Yeah, I was opening for him and I was driving him around and we stopped at a gas station and he went inside to get whatever he needed. And he came back out and he was like, all right, dude, you got to go in there. And I was like, what? And he's like, you have to go in there. There are so many people in there with eye patches. He was like, you have to go in. You have to go in. Like, I'm sorry, but you have to go in and just see how many people in there have eye patches.
That's so funny.
And he was right. I had to go in and check it out. It was like, it was four different people with eye patches in one gas station at one time.
So wild.
It was
That's
intense.
Amazing.
It was good stuff.
I wonder if they showed up together.
They didn't look like it.
But why would they all have eye patches? You know, what would be the...
I don't know. If somebody in the back of the newspaper is like a left eye looking for a right eye together, you know, let's see it through. And then they just...
L-E-S-R-E. Single left eye seeking single right eye.
Willing to swing. That's all you wanted to hear for a while, Sean Jordan. Single left eye.
I sure did. Single Chili, single T-Boz, or single left eye seeking one Sean. And yeah.
Any one of them. My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish. All right. Now hold on. Now wait a minute. Ballpark app.
It's Ballpark. Is that like a hot dog?
It's like the Major League Baseball's official app, but you can only use it to watch like Sandy Koufax play. I went to when Ivan Carmel was in town, we went to a Dodger game. I took him to a nice. Dodger game. It was great. We had a good old time. It was they played the Padres and like Fernando Tatis Jr. hit two home runs. It was like I had a fucking Dodger dog. It was a beautiful time. Had a beer,
dude, that rules.
That's when you have a beer and you're like, I'm having a beer because I'm at the ball game, not because I want to alter my state. It's more fun.
It was dude. A bit they just sell you the big ones there too, so it was like I had a big beer, some pretzels, and a hot dog.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Was it super hot outside?
It was nighttime. No, it was like okay. It was kind of a cooler, it was probably like low 60s, which is another, like, my favorite kind of baseball is when it's super hot and you're having a cold beer. But that, like, kind of chilly night game, it has its own set of charms, you know? And so I'm didn't okay mind with that. Yeah. Put on, like, a windbreaker.
Yeah.
It was also weird. It was the first time I've sat in a, and Chris, you'll see the opposite side of this here pretty soon. It was the first time I sat in a ballpark seat.
Yeah.
Without just, like, spilling out over it onto, like, the seats next to me. Every other time I've ever, like, my whole life when I've sat in, like, I have to really, like, fold myself up and get, like, as small as possible. And even then, like, my belly's kind of hanging over. And, like, I know the person next to me is, like, part of them's thinking, like, I spent $600 on StubHub for this ticket. And, like, I'm not going to say anything to this guy because that's mean. But, like, fuck, man. Like, fuck. And you're eating the fucking brisket sandwich too.
Yeah, like, but you were always like the mayor of that row, though. You made sure that everybody was chilling and having a good time.
100%. But it was like it felt so. I just fit in my seat this time. It was crazy. It was such a lovely feeling. That's the weird thing about losing this weight is there's all these little like bonuses like along the way that I never even thought of until I was like sitting down and I was like,
"Have you been on a plane yet?"
No.
Oh, man, that's going to be the best. Oh, yeah,
that'll be a fucking amazing.
Friday.
Nice. Where are you going?
I'll find out on Friday. I'm going to Chicago to meet Danner's parents.
Yeah, that's a big deal, dude.
Yeah, I've never met her parents before, so I'm going out there to meet her parents and her brother.
And Scottie Pippen, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
And Scottie Pippen.
That's her brother.
I'm going to play...
Her brother is Scottie Pippen. Mm-hmm.
And I have to play him one-on-one if I want to keep dating Dana. So
that's why you lost all the weight.
That's why I lost the weight. I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen. They don't play games on paper. That's all I'll say to Scotty right now if he's listening.
Absolutely.
You hear him, Scotty.
They don't play the games on paper. That's why they happen on the court or the hardwood or the clay.
Court,
or
bro.
Or the grass.
Court.
I'm going to have hort on the court. I don't have anything to promote. Oh, yeah, what? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I went to a restaurant for the first time last night because I'm now fully vax.
How was that?
I went to a Korean barbecue, sat inside.
Come on.
The whole thing, like a normal place, normal thing. Oh, my God.
It feels so good.
Oh, I'll tell you, it didn't help with feeling like the fattest person on the planet. It made me, I've stretched my skin as tight as it's ever been stretched after that. But it was so worth it.
All you are is a man meeting a moment. All right. That's all that is. When you're a little chubby going into Korean restaurant, like Korean barbecue, dude, you're just a man meeting a moment. That's it.
Meat is spilled. You know how.
I have a meeting. You just tell your girl, like, yeah, I got to go to this Korean barbecue. I got a meeting. In your mind, you're spelling it. Meeting. I left this out. We rented a movie theater and watched Mortal Kombat, and that was it reminded me of it because I was like, oh man, this is so cool. So cool. And to all the bad reviews given to Mortal Kombat, by the way, what the fuck did you expect? Whoever said bad things about the movie, it's like, it's Mortal Kombat with a K. The main characters are Liu Kang, Kung Lao, Scorpion, Sub-Zero. What are we doing? I see a pattern forming. For a dank movie, if you ask me. But some people just can't handle the truth, man. And it blows my mind every time I read a bad review of something like that, where it's like, of course, that's what it was. Well, you mean Jax killed people? Of course Jax killed people.
Who all went? I know Nick Nampay, not on the podcast, not in the studio, was there. Who else?
Isaac, Shane, Keith from Trailblazers, a few other folks.
Oh, yeah, I know Keith.
And it was, I believe Ira went. I didn't actually get to like chill with anyone because we were up. I went to the balcony where the bar was, and you couldn't go to both. So I was like, well, I'll be upstairs for the duration, and I'll see you guys outside after the movie.
Well, Hollywood Theater or what?
No, it's an AMC in Vancouver, actual theater in an AMC. It was crazy.
Did it feel like it was louder because it was just you guys?
Yeah, well, we were hooting and hollering, dude. It was fun. It was just us, so we did whatever we wanted. It was great. And it was so fun just to be out in the world, like, safely, but, you know, doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking love it.
It's the best.
Yeah, man.
Man,
Mortal Kombat will be seen again by these ojos right here.
Yeah, I loved it also. I thought it was absolutely terrific.
Dope.
I also thought Kong versus Godzilla was fucking terrific. Oh,
I did too.
Loved it.
Those were great movies. I thought they were both great. Maybe the best of the whole Pandangit for me.
I think the thing about both of those movies, it does what it says on the can.
Exactly.
Mortal sure Kombat. Kong versus Godzilla. It's fucking what it says. It's all happening in there. I love that. What more do you need? You knew what you were getting into. Kong versus Godzilla wasn't going to be Kramer versus Kramer. It wasn't going to be a divorce movie about King Kong and Godzilla. They're fighting.
And there's people, well, why did Godzilla leave him alone? And you're like, because it would have made the movie 20 minutes instead of 2 hours if he didn't leave him alone. That's why.
They were like, I saw people on Twitter. Where did King Kong get a hammer or an axe from? Shut up. That's where.
He got it from the fucking cool dope shit stores where he got it from.
Wait, can some King Kongs build things? Sure. If that's what you need to hear. He has an axe.
Yeah. Does it matter?
Who cares? He got it from Home Depot.
Laura would she'd tune out for a minute and then she'd be like, so what's going on? I was like, boy, I couldn't tell you. Even if I was paying the most attention in the world, I couldn't tell you. I'm just like, they're going at it. I'll tell you that. Somebody upset somebody and they're getting in a fight about it.
Brian Tyree Henry knew what movie he was in.
He sure did. He sure did. That dude rules, man.
Yeah, I love
it. For anyone not listening, Brian Tyree Henry was Paperboy in Atlanta. So it's like a very different character for him. It's very fun to see.
And a podcast host, which had to be fictional because it was another podcast.
Yeah, not a lot of those out there.
In that movie. Now, as far as promotion goes, I just keep watching The Late Late Show with James Corden, where I am involved in the monologues in a meaningful way. And listen to All Fantasy Everything and keep an eye on Twitter for fun future developments. Now, we are gathered here today not only to talk about Godzilla versus Kong, though we could.
We could.
Because I don't think Godzilla or King Kong are either of their real names. I think those are stage names. Shanti, this was your topic. And as soon as Sean texted me, I'll be honest, Sean texted me a list of topics you came up with. I didn't read anything except the top one because I was so excited about this topic. I'll go back and read the other ones because you always have amazing topic ideas. But I read it and I was like, yes, yes.
You really do. You have good ideas, man. Well, they're always...
You and Zach are always the people who come with fire, just the best ideas. And this is so fucking good. Now,
thank you.
The way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the two of you. And we throw on shoot. So here we go. All the marbles, one throw. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Sean wins!
Finally, man. Had to get David out of the octagon for a minute.
That's right.
There's no way that the one that I want is going to make it to me now, but that's okay.
I know. Well, what if he puts you first? There's still time for Sean to fuck up. You might start sweating, get nervous.
Is there a clear first here?
There is for me.
I don't know.
I don't think so. There's some fun ones.
I have some tiers. I have a top tier that is one name. Mm-hmm. And then I have a second tier that's three, and I wouldn't mind getting anyone in that second tier. And if I can get two of them, boysenberry pie. Sean, now, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
What is that exactly?
That's a great question.
I'm excited you ask. It's like properly syruping a waffle. Now, for everybody listening, all I can see, Sharpie's moved slightly to his left, and all I can see is his wide open screaming face because that's his background. So it's very funny and distracting for a second. It's like properly syruping a waffle. They have X amount of holes. You start at the top, the far top left, as far top left as you can get on a circle. And then you fill that with syrup. And then you go to the right until they're all filled with syrup, that whole top row, which is only two and a half waffle holes. Then you go down to the one right underneath it. You fill that all the way with syrup, each hole filled to the top, all the way with syrup until you get to the left. And then you go down, back over to the right, and you fill every single open part of the waffle with syrup, every single open part. And that's how you properly syrup a waffle. And also how a serpentine draft works.
That's delicious. That's a delicious explanation. And basically what it means is you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
Sharpie, you get to go first.
Just because I can fight. Hey, the greasy wheel gets the greasy wheel, dude.
No, you don't.
I'm the greasy wheel.
No one's called me the greasy wheel since middle school. And hey, the greasy
wheel gets the squeak, dude.
Exactly. Oh, that's great.
Sharpie, you go first. I'll be going second. Ian, you'll be going third.
Okay.
Hot corner.
Yes.
All right. Well, Sharpie, you have the first pick, and we will get to that first pick in the people who have stayed. The real names of the people who use stage names, All Fantasy Everything Draft. We will get to that first pick right after this short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I was just out in an open mic and I have a ton of trouble just standing there and socializing. You would think I'd be amazing at it. You'd think we all would because we're stand-up comedians. It is very hard to do. And one thing that I noticed for my mental health, I was just looking at how charged is my battery? You know what I'm talking about? Like all that stuff that you need to use your energy for, like going out socializing, eye contact for me, all that stuff. You would think it would be hard, but it is hard when those lights are shining. I don't need to look at anyone, but you know, just all that stuff. It's really, really hard to do. And it's something that you ignore a lot of times. You think it's not a big deal. Setting boundaries, learning how to say goodbye, thinking everyone's mad at you when you leave, all those things, like all those social things, they can drive somebody nuts. And, you know, the right amount of socializing, all that stuff, it's very important to figure out. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life, you know, that doesn't drain you completely. Because it is important. If you want to leave somewhere, you can go on and dip. Nobody's going to get mad at you, but sometimes it's hard to know that. And essentially, it's one of the best things about therapy is they can give you somebody who can just help you figure out those boundaries, those lines, those internal, you know, alarms that are going to go off. And when they do, just go on a dip, go on and do you, because you can't be fun unless you're having fun yourself. You know what I mean? So talking to someone about it, I've never had anybody come at me and be like, oh, that was a bummer that I talked to that person about this. It's always going to help. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They are there for you. They want to help. It is done entirely online, is designed to be convenient, flexible. Like we always say, it's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. There's no additional charge because they want it to work just like you want it to work. So if you get a therapist, you don't like it, hit the bricks. Give me a new one. You know, it's as simple as that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed, of course, except for Sports Bullies, the game. Those are the two, though. That's it. Those are the two podcasts. If you've heard a podcast, it's been one of those two. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I won't hear otherwise, either. The greasy wheel will not budge on this one.
The greasy wheel will not get the squeak.
Sharpie, right? You go first. The greasy wheel. Thanks, bro.
The greasy wheel.
It was like I was calling yes, the greasy wheel.
Man. The greasy wheel is back, bro.
It's coming to dominate. That's so stupid.
That sounds like something an alien would call a pizza.
Yeah. And they're British.
And then he sat down in front of his greasy wheel.
Dude, I could sit in front of a greasy wheel.
Ooh, I love a greasy wheel. Sharpie, time for your first pick.
Well, I can't believe, I don't know what list that you were looking at, Sean, that you didn't just go, oh boy, I need that to be number one, would be Steve Land Junkins.
Damn
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Yes, sir.
Steve Land Junkins, the real name of Stevie Wonder.
It's... So we've talked about this in depth, and it's pronounced, and I don't know if you think this Steve is funny Land? Or less funny, pronounced Stevland.
Stevland.
So I think it's funnier than Steveland. Steveland is ridiculous. Steveland is hilarious.
I've thought about this a lot. We've talked about this a lot. Because
Trevor.
We've okay. talked about it a lot. Mm-hmm. Not a little bit on this podcast. I just mean like in our friendship and... I know his mother named him Stevland,
yeah.
And I know that his real name is Stevland, and I've decided it's Stevland.
Stevland so calls everything round is a greasy wheel to Stevland.
It's a greasy wheel. Then.
Everything.
When I was going through like a list of names and stuff, I was like, no way. Stevland?
Yeah. And then Judkins. You don't even
I didn't even
get to the Judkins for a bit.
There's another name, and I forget, but it sneaks its way in there. It's like Steveland something Judkins, and it's
just... Oh, he has a middle name?
You can find it some places. I'm not completely sure how accurate it is. That's why I leave it. I forgot what it was, but it's...
Thunderbunny.
Just...
What is it? What can it do to compete with Steveland Judkins?
Thunderbunny?
I remember away.
I remember when... I forget who told who, but Ian and I were at Helium when whichever hand washed the other, but that's when we got to share in the news together, and whoever said it couldn't keep a straight face because it was like, God, I can't remember who said it, but they were like, guess what Stevie Wonder's real name is? And then they started smiling and they go, Steveland. Could barely get it out. I was, whichever one of us didn't believe the other, we're like, no way.
Hardaway Steveland. Is his middle name. Steveland Hardaway Judkins.
That is so dope.
Damn.
Hardaway.
That's people's last names. Hardaway. Yeah.
And he just snuck it right there in the middle.
Wow.
Judkins on its own is just fantastic as a name. And Steveland, you know what's weird? You haven't met it. It's not like you've like, oh, Steveland. Yeah, that name that people have.
Yeah, not a lot. But,
that's why I thought it was Steveland, because I've never met a Steveland.
Of course you did.
That's an incredible name, dude.
Because then maybe his dad was Steve, and they were from Cleveland.
Right.
You think, maybe. Yeah.
Steve, if I made up that name for like a character, I was like, oh, I'm writing a TV show about a guy, his name is Stephen Judkins. You guys are like,
yeah,
that's funny, but you got to change the name. It's stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And that's why he did, because he was like, I got to change it to Stevie Wonder, which is equally a silly name.
Steveland, it just sounds like a mope where you're just like, oh, Steveland got fired again, huh? Surprise, surprise. You can't wear weed to work, you know? You can't wear actual weed on your clothes, Steveland.
Stevie Wonder, dude. Little Stevie Wonder. He was a child star.
Yeah.
Dude, incredible. I just read a bunch about him. I didn't know a whole bunch of stuff. And he was like, when he was like 16, he got his first number one hit.
Yeah.
And he used to like... used to be on the road and be like, he would make his songs go longer. He like wouldn't get off stage, just like kind of being a dick. And then eventually they like made him the headliner because they were like, okay, you're going to fucking...
Really?
You're going to like everybody. All the other people were like, just make him go last.
Dude, that's what happened to Shane, man. That's exactly why Shane gets to headline anywhere, is because he was just like, I'll just go until everyone else falls asleep.
Yeah, he was a stud, man. That's so cool.
I heard a story. This guy was tweeting Willie Nelson birthday facts. And they were talking about like, it was somebody was going to visit like Willie Nelson on his ranch. It was like another country musician or somebody like that. When he showed up, there was somebody out in the field just doing donuts in like a Lincoln, just like tearing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, who's out there in that car? And they were like, Stevie Wonder. Willie Nelson just had Stevie Wonder to his ranch and was like, all right, go out there and just fucking do donuts in a car. Cause you're not going to hit anyone. Anything. There's so much land. Amazing.
That's so cool.
That's how you fucking live your life.
That's great.
God, that's tight.
the conspiracy theory that Stevie Wonder isn't blind is hilarious. Like, it's so stupid. Why would someone...
It's so stupid.
It's so ridiculous.
What would it change now if he, like, came out and was like, yeah, I was faking it for... He's 70. So, I was been faking it for 65 years.
Right.
I'd still go to a Stevie Wonder concert. I might be more likely to go to a Stevie Wonder concert.
That means he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's committed. I'd be like, sure, I'd like him more. Be like, look at you.
I guess there's probably, like, ethically you shouldn't do that, but
yeah,
good commitment.
True.
It was so long ago, though. Stevlin Judkins, excellent first pick. Chantel Jordan, time for your first pick.
Now, and, you know, feel free to not answer this, but do you think you guys drafted more on the actual name because you liked the actual name, or just the juxtaposition of that versus the stage name was so hilarious that you had to pick it? Or feel free to not answer and let me do my own thing, but I'm just gauging.
I'd say it's like, you know, there's some sprinkles and some chocolate syrup on my ice cream cone.
That's what I was just going to say. It's a swirl.
Yeah.
So I'm going with something that was a complete shock to me that I did not know today. And this is one of those where the real name is so shocking to me that I have to pick it. And the person's real name is Mark Sinclair. Do either one of you know who Mark Sinclair is?
I do know who Mark Sinclair is.
I bet you did.
No.
It's Vin Diesel. His fucking name. And I was almost on the ground. I was like, no way. Because Mark Sinclair is such a different person than Vin Diesel. It is not even funny.
Oh, man.
Mark Sinclair.
His voice wouldn't even sound like that if his name was Mark Sinclair.
It'd probably sound a lot like mine. Hi, I'm Mark Sinclair, and I'll be running for local county. The head of the local county seat is what I'd like to be.
You never had your county seat.
I don't have friends or family. I got tax preparation.
I have zoning regulations.
Mark Sinclair.
Yeah.
And then that's one of those where you're like, good for you, Vin Diesel. You figured out what was going to work.
No kidding.
That works. Mark Sinclair doesn't get to headline the Fast and the Furious franchise. Vin Diesel
probably
for sure does. It's got
probably
Diesel
not.
In the name. But yeah.
Do you know where
it came from?
It takes a lot of balls to name yourself Vin Diesel.
Really does. You're fucking signing a check and you better be able to cash it, you know.
He did.
Well, I always thought it was short. So this is also what I was wondering when I was today. I was just like, so did he give himself a nickname fully prepared to be like, yes, and my full name is Vincent or Vincenzo Diesel, or is he just Vin? Like, if he was he like Inception, like double, like if no one believes you, it's Vin, say it's Vincenzo Diesel, and that sounds kind of real.
Where does Diesel doesn't sound real? It's not the Vin that was the hard part to believe.
The combination of the two is the hard
what
part
is it,
for
like
me to believe.
Vincenzo Diesarelli?
Sure. Yeah. The combination of Vin and Diesel is hard for me to believe. If someone said their name was Vincenzo Diesel, it's so out there that I would be more apt to believe that than Vin. Because naming it Vin is like, because he's associated with car movies, in my mind, I think Vin, like the number on the car, and Diesel, like an engine. Vin Diesel. I don't know if that's where it came from, but up until this very day, I thought it was short for either Vincent or Vincenzo.
I don't know.
Or Devin, and he's one of those weird people that took the last part of their name and made that the nickname.
Ugh. Oh, like like Ving Rhames.
Topher? Dude, if I meet a Topher in real life, on site.
Yeah, it's personal for you. I find it distasteful.
Absolutely. I'll break your jaw. I mean, not
Topher
honestly.
Grace.
Please don't take me that, because you're probably bigger than me, Topher. Any real Topher's out there. But if you're not, I'm taking you down.
Yeah,
I think you could take down Topher Grace easy. First round, second at the most.
He got a little... A little shredded up for his most recent thing. I forget what it was, but he's like, he's fit, Topher Grace.
Yeah, but now I got that weight I can throw behind it.
I still like Chris in that Chris Topher.
You know, I'm sure we've touched on this, but to all you listeners out there, Chris Charpentier is the sneakiest jock that you're ever going to meet. You're not going to meet a sneakier jock. When you go to the beach, Sharpie would have like the mitts and the gloves and playing like full on good catch. Not that like I haven't caught a baseball in years, but like good catch, good frisbee, good volleyball, like pretty good at all.
Pro
of them.
Football,
good Thank golf.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, man, sneaky jock.
Almost hit a hole in one the other day, like a foot away.
Really?
You hit a hole in one that a random guy saw, right?
Yeah.
No one else saw it except for this random dude, and he was like, "I saw that." He came over and gave you daps, right?
Yes, he did. Thank God. I hit one, and it was tight. But I almost hit another one, and it was even better. It would have been the best. I'm getting pretty good at golf.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Two dude. Fucking hole in ones in one lifetime. One is amazing.
One, dude. Yeah. One's enough. But I was real close.
Sean's got none, like a fucking loser.
And now that I got a baby girl on the way, it's probably going to stay that way, as I will devote all of my life and attention to her. So
I mean,
the only hole in one I'm getting is if she
I
gets
I don't know
a
if anyone's
one.
Become a dad and golfed less.
Yeah. I was going to say that those skateboarding days might be over, but those golf days have never looked better.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I don't know what I have been doing to my body to make this tweaked ankle recover so hard, but if you would have seen my ankle a week ago, I tweaked it very bad. I thought it was broken, but it's fine. I was like, I went on like a 20-mile bike ride yesterday or 2 days ago.
I'll fill in the backstory here. Blood spinning, all right? platelet cleansing technology. HGH.
Dude.
Steroids.
You find yourself the right high school kid, they'll give you their blood.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's pretty easy to find them when you've been stalking them.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, yeah. Neither here nor there, man.
Vincenzo Di Zarelli. Yeah.
Vincenzo Di Zarelli, dude.
Mark Sinclair. Yeah, I always thought of it, like, I assume maybe his name was like Mark Vincent, and then he went like,
yeah,
Vin
that's
Diesel.
Well, that's, I was trying to find ones that like were completely different, if I could, you know, and that one I did not. I looked on like three different sites because I was like, there's no way, because Wiki can be wrong, you know. So man, Mark Sinclair, Vin Diesel.
Beautiful. Thanks, time for my first and second picks, as it is.
Uh-oh.
As tis
a Serpentine Draft. And I've got some good one. I mean, I mean, Stevie Wonder was my number one. I'm right there with you, Sharpie. No. That was my number one draft pick.
Steveland
Judkins.
It's so funny to say out loud to someone who doesn't know that. It's such a treat to tell them.
Time for my first pick. With my first pick, I'm going to take. Do you guys know? So a lot. Some of these names are the result of, you know, people in like Hollywood, to be in the Screen Actors Guild, you can only give them one name.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Some of them are not a result of this. This one, you're familiar with the actor, director, Albert Brooks, the filmmaker,
yes.
Albert
yes.
Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Albert Brooks's real name is, that his birth name?
No.
No.
Albert Einstein.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's his actual name.
He was born. And his brother, Bob Einstein, may he rest in peace, who passed away within the last year, they're brothers.
No way.
Super Dave Osborne and Albert Brooks. Yeah.
I didn't know.
So Bob Einstein and Albert Einstein. Wow. Albert Brooks' real name is fucking Albert Einstein.
And see, the thing is, Albert Einstein had already been a fixture before he was born. So that is your parents being like, I know that. Here I go, name it. Here I go, signing Albert Einstein on the birth certificate.
Well, they're like, what, my son going to be famous? Who cares, Albert Einstein? It's a great name.
He's going to get picked on, I'll tell you that.
Damn. It is a great name to give your kid.
It is a great name.
Never going to be. I mean, even had he remained Albert Einstein and done everything he's done in his gilded career, he would still be short by a considerable margin of the other Albert Einstein. It's a Michael B. Jordan situation.
It is.
Yeah.
It really
There's
is.
There's nothing Michael B. Jordan can do.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
no.
It's going to take a lot. It's going
to
take.
No, there's nothing he can do to catch Michael Jordan, but there's something he can do. He can act his little butt off, is what he can do.
Well, he can be handsome.
I think he's fantastic.
If he gets himself all the way to being president.
Oh yeah,
that'd be pretty intense.
Michael be president, dude.
But he'd have to win president seven times.
Yeah, seven times, dude. Seven.
And he could never
lose an election.
No,
that's the thing.
Well, and then he'd have to move to Canada, move back, and then get president three more times. Mm-hmm.
Then he'd have to play for the Wizards.
That's the same. And you got to be kind of shitty for the Wizards for a while. Oh, he was good on the Wizards, huh? Was he good on the Wizards? Yeah. He was still Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He was Michael Jordan.
He has his own standard he couldn't live up to, but that's between him and him.
That's Father Jordan's fault. Nothing you can do about that.
Albert fucking Brooks is Albert Einstein, dude. Damn.
Didn't know that.
I don't know if you got your guys' lists are. There's a lot of Jews with stage names. Because for a while, we were considered a little too ethnic to be leading actors.
Sure.
And more recently than you'll think, because I have a pick coming up later, that unless one of you takes them, that's like a surprising stage name. Kind of
Well, and
on.
I have, and you're, now, so I'm, you're Jewish, yeah?
Yeah, 100%, bar mitzvah and everything, yeah.
Been a while, huh?
Been a while.
No, I felt like,
been a minute.
I felt bad looking at some of these. I was like, man. That's the only reason they changed it, I bet. It's because that sucks.
Oh, I know, because their like real name will be like Moish, like Hervovitz.
I got one that I'm gonna have to ask you if it's Jewish or not, unless someone else picks it. I didn't know. I was like, it might be, but so we'll see.
I think you know. I think in your heart. Albert Einstein is my first pick. So that's the first one off. And then the next one I'm going to take is...
I have a feeling you're taking mine.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm taking a star of MASH and several movies, Alan Alda.
Okay.
Alan Alda. Does anyone know what Alan Alda's real name is? I should have done this backwards.
I like this, though. This
I like
is fun.
The anticipation, though.
Because he's not on my list. I didn't even see it.
I should have told you his stage name and then gotten
guesses
on who the real person is. Alfonso D'Abruzzo.
Why did he change that?
I don't
Alan
know.
Alan Alda's name is Alfonso? Oh.
Alfonso.
Alfonso D'Abruzzo?
Alfonso D apostrophe Abruzzo.
Is that like extremely Italian?
Of extremely Italian.
Seems very,
very Italian.
Maybe he changed it from Alfonso Spaghetti, like David and I were talking about last week.
Might as well be Alfonso D'Abruzzo. You wouldn't. How dare you change that name,
dude? I bet his dad kicked the shit out of him when he found out. Unless he waited for his
big
dad.
Big Alfonso.
To die. Yeah, Alfonso Senior.
Yeah.
The Gibbs Bruzios.
What is the? Here's the thing. I with certain people like what you know. Wait a minute.
Wait a
his
minute.
His father was. Wait a minute. Wait, his dad changed his name too.
What?
Oh my god.
From David Alda to D'Abruzzo?
His dad was born Alfonso Giuseppe Giovanni Roberto D'Abruzzo, but changed it to Robert Alda. Because he was an actor, too.
Whoa.
How, man.
And so Alda is a portmanteau of Alfonso and D'Abruzzo.
I feel like...
Wow.
D'Abruzzo, that's a famous last name. You could be famous with that last name. You didn't have to change... The last name, I could see changing your first name from Alfonso to Alan, although I disagree with it. I can see the logic, kind of, if you want to be famous. But
Alan.
But D'Abruzzo, that'll get you somewhere.
I'm not sure what Alan Alda thought he was going to be doing in his career that he couldn't have done as Alfonso D'Abruzzo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he was a MASH. That could have been Alfonso D'Abruzzo. I mean, I know, like, at some point, he's 85. So, you know, I guess
Alan
people
Alda's
were more,
85, huh? Wow. That's
yeah. Cool. People were more racist against Italians maybe when he was born. Certainly when his dad was born, but still, like, come on. Alan Alda.
Damn.
Yeah, man. God, that is.
Alfonso. I just love anybody named Alfonso. I had to get him on the
that's
list.
That's a good name. That's a really good name.
I didn't think we were getting an Alfonso today.
I don't think I have any on my list where the real name is stronger than the fake name. And that one is
right. That's a flip. Strong. You understand an Albert Einstein, Albert Brooks situation.
Of course.
You want to avoid confusion. You change your name from Alfonso. I would change my name to Alfonso D'Abruzzo if it wouldn't break Ivan Carmel's heart.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be like,
sure.
Nothing's happening, man. Alda's not doing it. We gotta stir the pot a little bit.
I think my career would fucking take off if my name was Alfonso D'Abruzzo with my look.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Swarthy, hirsute and swarthy.
All the pizza boxes everywhere would just. Morph.
Come on.
And it'd be like, shit, that's Alfonso. You see that?
Sean Fonzo, it's time for your second pick.
Man, Sean Fonzo. Keep that going. Everyone out there, please keep it going. Sean Fonzo. So my second pick, this gentleman's birth name is Maurice Micklewhite.
Oh, yeah.
Sharpie, do you know who Maurice Micklewhite is?
Is that one on my... Oh, yep. It's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
When I read that, I was like, Maurice, that is such a dope first name. Maurice, dude. And he is dripping with Maurice energy.
Oh, that yeah. Dude.
Like, you get Michael Caine a nice bottle of scotch and some good atmosphere. He's Maurice.
He goes back to Maurice real quick.
Yeah, you get Maurice real quick. Get him
Michael
some silk.
Caine comes in and makes sure everything's all hunky dory. Yeah, and if it is, more he'll nod over to the door and Maurice will walk in.
Yeah, dude.
Now when I look at a Michael Caine, I'll buy Micklewhite. Maurice, sure. I did not see that coming when I saw that.
Mm-mm. Didn't either. It's like Michael in the streets and Maurice in those wet sheets. You know what I'm talking about?
Wet silk. Wet silk sheets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They steamy.
Did he pee or is it sweaty or
it's a lot pee. Of stuff, man. He's real fluid in a different way. He's a pretty fluid guy.
He's really old. He pees the bed. He needs to pee.
Sure.
Maurice, here's your mashed potatoes and cabbage. Don't piss the bed again.
Jesus. It's like that, you know, that song Joker by Steve Miller Band. I feel like some people call me Maurice is about Michael Caine.
God, select few people get to call him Maurice.
Wow.
Yeah, Maurice? Man, I had a couple of these when I first started. I was like, these are the ones I'm going to pick. And then I don't know, you just find a couple gems and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maurice, man. Maurice Micklewhite.
That's another one. He could have stayed with that. A cool
I don't
name.
Think that career
he
happens.
He would have been a little less distinguished if he was Maurice Micklewhite.
Like, think so?
I don't know, man. He came up in like the...
What am I missing? What's Michael Caine's big thing when he was young? What did he do? What was the thing that like popped him off?
He did like the first Italian job. He was in like... I don't know. He was in a bunch of stuff. That wasn't like a big franchise.
Okay. But just a ton of stuff. Like everybody...
Yeah.
I didn't really know who he was until Austin Powers. Which is probably a weird thing for like such an established career to be like, oh yeah, that guy from Austin Powers.
I think that's probably where I met him too.
Yeah. Maurice Micklewhite from Austin Powers fame. Sure. I know that guy. He's an old so-and-so. He's a real son of a bitch, Maurice Micklewhite.
I do think his career would have been different if he was Maurice Micklewhite.
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite the, like the swinging 60s sex symbol. If his name is last name is Micklewhite. Or we just think of Micklewhite completely different.
Yeah.
Maurice Michelob.
It really threw me, man, seeing his name was Maurice.
Yeah, maybe he's not a swinging, that's not a swinging sex symbol name, but he does look like a Micklewhite now, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's turned into he was born Michael Caine and turned into Maurice Micklewhite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael Caine, you know what I mean, wears a suit, drinks a martini. Maurice Micklewhite. I mean, that's like room temperature milk.
I was just going to say milk. Hey, do you guys have any?
Hi, Maurice, party of one for milk.
That's how he orders drinks. Hi, can I get you something?
Yes, get me a milk for Maurice, party of one.
I only drink milk at restaurants. I don't trust it at the grocery store.
I'm training for an Ironman competition. Can I have milk?
He just walks in. Sir, what can I get for you?
I'm allergic to salt water.
All right.
Maurice, party of milk.
I get a glass of warm milk and cold milk and lukewarm milk.
Yeah, Sharpie, time for your second and third pick.
Okay. Do you guys know who...
This is fun.
This is a fun one. Archibald Leach?
No.
No.
Old school. Old school Hollywood. Archibald Leach is Cary Grant.
Really?
Really? I thought Cary Grant was smooth enough. That's a pretty smooth name. Archibald. That.
I don't know about Leach. Leach isn't a very... It's not very smooth.
Leach is kind of clunky, I'll give you that.
I don't know if it's clunky. It really sticks to you.
It's not. Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's already something. It's and it, what it is bad. It's a leech.
Archibald Leach can still have a career in the movies, but it's not Cary Grant's career in the movies. He's like playing roles where he's like, then what's this? Girl is bathing in a pond, but I'm not supposed to see that. It's like, it's a different dude.
Exactly.
Archibald Leach, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
It's a bad one. Archibald Leach. Yeah, he definitely has a different career than Cary Grant.
Archibald Leach. Archibald Leach sounds like somebody who dies in a movie and like you have to stay in their mansion overnight and you get it.
Yeah. Like somewhere that like some rich person who thinks they're into horror stuff would be like, I'm going to go stay at the Archibald Leach Manor tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For one night, I'm going to stay there in the corner of the laundry room where it all happened. Mm-hmm. Where Archibald murdered 30 people.
Whoa, in the laundry room?
Archibald's gnarly, dude.
Big laundry room.
Oh, he's rich.
With a name like Archibald.
Got a lot of shit dirty.
I'm trying to bring... I think maybe it'd be pretty cool if we brought back Archibald. There's not many Archies.
I got a daughter coming up. Yeah, I got a... got a nameless daughter coming out, so I think Archibald just got thrown into the running.
Yep.
Archibella.
Archibella.
Archie's like a super cute name for a baby.
Yes, it yeah. is. And the yep. first few years, you can't really tell anyway, you know?
No, man. Yeah. I'm gonna dress her like a coal miner, so like a lot of like coveralls and stuff. So you're really never gonna be able to tell.
Sweet.
Tell she's a coal miner.
I think you should kind of Michael Jackson, like have a veil over her all the time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For as long as possible.
And then transition right into matching outfits.
Yeah. All three of you.
Yeah.
Like we just dress like Run DMC most of the time.
Well, really, you just dress
or the Beastie Boys.
You just dress with whatever Laura's doing that day. You don't let her know, but you just surprise her every day.
It'd be so funny to start doing that without saying anything. Just see what she's wearing and go upstairs and sneakily put on the closest shit I have to it,
and then just be like, baby.
Would it take like a week? Like how long would it take to be like, you know, every single day we've all had like the same hue of khaki on? And I'm like, yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy that that's happened naturally every day. And I don't.
You're in a position to do this because you don't really have to go anywhere for work. So you can see like what she wears. Yeah. It could even be when she comes home from work or whatever.
Dude.
And then you're just fucking.
I've been doing the headshot thing with her. I used to do it to you sometimes where I'd put my headshot on like Ian's pillow or something.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I've been doing the headshot thing with her and I had it in her laptop the other day for like 2 days and she did not open her laptop for two fucking days. And then last night we're sitting on the couch and she pulled it up and I could feel my heart thump and I was like, oh, this is tight. she opened it and it's just, it's that giggle that you're shooting for. That social bit giggle where it's not like a belly laugh, but it's just like a, man, that was funny laugh. And that.
Were you trying to like steer her towards her computer at all? Were you just like, man, no. I wonder what like flights are to Tacoma right
we,
now.
We got close. We were getting groceries and I almost said my computer was out of juice and she was gonna have to use hers, but then I was like, no, don't force it. It'll be more fun if you let it happen naturally and wait. The other day we have all the ultrasounds on the fridge and I put my headshot at the end of the ultrasounds and I was like, that's a natural timeline right there.
Your headshot could be at either end of that ultrasound.
Yeah, dude. I had it in the freezer the other day. I'm out here making moves. And it's such a shitty headshot. It's got my name on it. Rude did it. It's amazing for the time, but it was like 15 years ago. It's got my name on it. My hair's all. It's just.
I know that.
The picture's good. The picture's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The picture's great.
The style, though, black and white with the name at the bottom makes it very dated. Nobody.
Dude, that was just like a different Sean than mm-hmm. the Sean we've come to
know. Yeah, if you'd have told me that was going to go out of style, I'd be like, yeah, all right. So is Hotmail, I guess, huh? You fucking loser.
Same thing. There's a Hotmail in the picture. Sharpie. Time for your third pick.
Randall Mario Puffo.
Puffo?
I believe P-O-F-F-O. Puffo?
Yeah.
Puffo? I'm not sure, but that's Macho Man Randy Savage.
What?
Yeah. Randall Mario Puffo.
Randall Mario Povo?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I feel like we should, we could get fact checked with Mike Malloy on this. He would probably know for sure.
My name's Randall Mario Puffo.
Mario.
And I'm here to get a driver's license in the state of Hawaii.
Macho Man Randy Puffo, dude.
I don't, it might be Puffo. How do you, I don't know. Either way, it's not.
Puffo, is it?
Puffo, Puffo?
Could be Puffo.
It's very, it's not very macho. That's all.
It's not very macho at all.
That's how you make a kid macho. It's a Boy Named Sue situation. You're exactly. Like, your name's Randy Poffo.
Deal with that.
Yeah.
But Dad,
now
your
go
last
into the
name
world.
Is Savage.
Yeah, well, not yours, Poffo.
Well,
you gotta earn Savage.
Well, son, if you want to be named Savage, you're going to have to go out there and earn it, brother. Yeah.
I can't help but notice you got a D. You ain't Savage yet.
You gotta finish your Cheerios, Randall.
I like that he kept the little homage. Well, I'll keep it Randy. Like, he didn't want to change that to, like, I don't know. I can't think of, like, a super tough.
If you're gonna go by Macho Man, why not get rid of your first name completely?
Get rid of Randy altogether.
Yeah, why do you keep Randy?
You don't need to be any, like, part of that.
Like Macho Man Godzilla Savage or something. But
exactly.
No, he kept the Randy.
Godzilla Savage.
He kept the Randy.
Sweet name. Macho Man Godzilla Savage. Holy shit.
No, I don't want to fake wrestle Macho Man Godzilla Savage. Randy, sure.
Yeah. Absolutely, I'd take Randy. I go fishing with Macho Man
well, why
Randy
can't
Savage.
I be Godzilla Savage? Why can't I be Godzilla? He's named Hulk Hogan. I can't be Godzilla Savage.
Exactly.
Hulk Hogan would be so bummed to be like, well, I thought I... No, you're going to let him be Godzilla Savage, huh?
I feel like he didn't think of that until he heard my name was Hulk Hogan.
Because he was out in the hallway screaming, Randy this, Randy that. And I come out with a Hulk Hogan tank top on. All of a sudden, he wants to be Macho Man Godzilla Savage? Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
It's bad. That guy's named Coco Beware. That's bad enough. All right? And that guy is named Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Come on, man.
Rick what? Godzilla the Dragon Steamboat, though. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Macho Man Randy Savage are fairly similar names. And Hulk Hogan just came in saving everybody time.
Yeah, man. Oh, that was funny.
Damn, poor dude.
Chris the Dragon Charpentier. Yeah, Randall Poffo, dude. R.I.P. Rest in Poffo. Sean, time for your third pick.
My third pick? This is another, like, holy buckets, you made a good decision switching your name. This gal, birth name was Karen Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Do we know who that is?
Every person I've ever met.
Cindy Lauper.
No, she's okay. Gone. It's Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoa!
C-A-R-Y-N, Karen Johnson, Whoopi wow. Goldberg. That's another one that I checked like three different sites because I was like, there's no way that her name, she is Karen Johnson. But yeah, wow.
Right,
because
you were like, I mean, well, surely her birth name was Whoopi Goldberg was what you were thinking.
That's what I thought. Well, when you were born, I feel like back, this is dated now, but most parents used to say, Whoopi, and then, you know. She was Jewish, so I just thought Whoopi Goldberg, you know?
Why is she Jewish?
Is. No, I don't
is
know.
She she Jewish?
I highly doubt it. Isn't Goldberg a Jewish last name? Am I insane?
It can be.
It is.
All right.
It is a Jewish name.
Don't make every part of me sweat like that ever again. You do it like once a month, and I'm like, shit. Am I like my butt sweating? Like I just got done doing stand up and I was nervous or something.
Whoopi Goldberg, man.
Yeah, man. Karen Johnson. That's such what a good choice on her. That is such a whack name.
Again, though.
Just compared to Whoopi Goldberg, it's a whack name, I should say. If your name's Karen Johnson, that's fine. But yeah. If you compare it to being Whoopi Goldberg, you're like, well, one of those is a clear front runner, and it's going to make you famous. And that, yeah, I'd bet dollars to donuts that David would have picked that had he been on. So that's a little.
Do you think Whoopi, well, he's in Bolivia, so. Do you think Whoopi Goldberg ever ran afoul of Yahoo Serious and the two of them? It was like Whoopi, Yahoo, Yahoo, Whoopi.
Like if they had to meet, like, I know you guys got beef. Let's hash it out in person. But they'd never met. It was like internet beef. And they're like, Whoopi, yeah. Yahoo, Yahoo, Whoopi. And then Whoopi looks at Yahoo and goes, Yahoo. And then Yahoo looks at Whoopi and goes, Whoopi.
And then the two of them, Yahya Abdul-Mateen. Yahya, Yahoo, Whoopi, Whoopi, Yahya. Yahya, Whoopi, Yahoo, Yahoo, Yahya.
If anything happens, Macho Man Godzilla Savage is going to come down from on high and kill everyone. So let's be amicable about this.
Whoopi, again, that's another one. If you're going to change your name to Whoopi Goldberg, you got some balls. Well,
yeah.
I should have looked up when she changed it. I didn't look that up, but that, like, that'd be interesting. Like, did she break in as Karen Johnson and then was like, this ain't going to work? Or was it like, I'm four and I want to be Whoopi Goldberg, you know?
I don't know. Somewhere in between, I bet.
It's great. Can you imagine saying, I want to be Whoopi?
No.
Now? Like, but even well, just fuck. Being like, yeah, I'm you're... a stand-up comedian named Whoopi Goldberg, or just like Yeehaw Sanchez, or like whatever. Like, yeah, my name's, I'm a Jewish man, and my name is, I want you to call me Yeehaw Sanchez. And now, I have to have a lot of stand-up that's not about how my... Because I don't think she wasn't doing bits like, anyway, no. My name's Whoopi Goldberg. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, no.
Because I don't think she, it wasn't a, I grew up with the name Whoopi and people made fun of me. It was, she named herself Whoopi. So that's dope that to not do any, that would really bum me out. If somebody gave themselves a stage name and then just ripped on it and that was like their shit.
Oh yeah. That'd be a bummer.
Couldn't get behind that.
One of my picks, if I knew the guy's real name, I would have picked this dude that I met in Atlanta one time, whose stage name was Mr. Pump Yo Brakes, and he would have been one of my picks for sure. He was awesome. He cracked me up. He was funny on stage, and then he got off stage, and I was like, "Damn, dude, your name is Mr. Pump Yo Brakes," and he goes, "Yeah, it was my backyard wrestling name, and I just carried it over." And I'm like, "Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, dude." Yeah.
God, awesome. That's sick.
He was great. I don't know his real name. So shout out Mr. Pump Yo Brakes.
That's powerful. Big shout out. Mr. Pump Yo Brakes, dude. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg. Good pick.
Thanks, bruv.
All right. Time for my third and fourth picks. Do you guys know who Ilyana Lydia Valisneva Mironov is?
Oh, boy.
I'll say it one more time. Ilyana Lydia Vasilyevna. Okay, Ilyana Lydia Vasilyevna Mironov.
Mironov? That's why I'm thinking. I'm mixing it up with like the Marvel universe, I think.
I feel like, I mean, this is somebody who looks extremely Russian. That's my guess. But I can't.
Oh, is it Mila Kunis?
It's Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, Mironov. Wow.
Helen Lydia. Wait, hold on. Yeah.
That is dope. Say it again.
Wait, is it? Wait, hold on. Now I'm finding conflicting reports. Wait, I'm doing a.
Can't have that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
No, I was right. Yeah. Ilyana Lydia Valisyevna Mironov. That's her. That was her birth name. Yeah.
That's
God,
crazy.
That's sick.
Helen Mirren. She doesn't look like Mad Russian, right?
She looks like Helen Mirren to me. She looks so much like a Helen. So much like a Helen.
Yeah.
Like regal and yeah. And not to say that other name doesn't sound regal when you say it, but
no.
She looks like Helen Mirren to me.
Helen
Almost
Mirren.
More so than she could have been like in the people who look like their names draft as Helen Mirren.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, she straight up looks like a Helen Mirren.
She God, attended that is... primary school in a place called Westcliff-on-Sea.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's a Helen Mirren-ass thing to do.
Yeah,
On-Sea.
On-Sea.
Westcliff-on-Sea.
Westcliff-on-Sea. Hmm, yeah, it was quiet.
She was born in Queen Charlotte in Chelsea Hospital in Hammersmith, London.
That's what I was just going to ask, is where she's from originally.
All sounds like a bit. Like, that sounds like a joke. How come our shit doesn't sound like that? I was born in, Rapid City General. Sounds whack.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's no fucking Hammersmith, London. That's for sure. I was born in, like, Milwaukee Hospital in Portland, Oregon, which is not, I don't even think there anymore.
There's Providence, Milwaukee. Was it a Providence?
When I was born, I like the, like, rah, like there was so much energy produced that it knocked the hospital down.
It was like Superman, and they had to cover it all up. That's why Beaverton exists. They had to build a city around you.
I went and got an apartment.
Wow. Just immediately, right after?
Probably about a mile and a half away from my parents' house, and like I just started, you know.
Ian was born with like a pretty favorable credit score. So, yeah, you got approved right away.
714.
Damn, bruh.
Community
it's never
pool.
Touched those lofty heights again. But, yeah, it was a two-bedroom, one bath, by a parking spot. And a little, I like there was.
You didn't have a car right away, obviously.
No, you got a spot, though.
Right.
No, but I had a spot. And if somebody parked in it, they heard about it from me.
That's right.
Heard about it right away.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I had a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And then when he was a teenager, he moved into a one bedroom, two hot tub up on the
one
northeast.
One bedroom, two hot tub.
Yeah, if you have to use the bathroom, you can go in the hot tub.
One of those just sits there. I cook in it sometimes. It's hot. It's boiling all the time. So
yeah,
whatever you got to do.
Yeah, there's a reason there's two hot tubs. One's for number one and one's for number two.
I poop in it.
That's right.
Oh,
Helen
man.
Mirren, dude.
Helen Mirren, dude. Hell yeah. Solid.
Ileana Lydia Vasilina Mironev. With my fourth pick. Okay.
Oh, shit. We're four, huh? That's right.
Do you guys know who John Bon Jovi is?
Oh, my God.
I'll say that again. Do you guys know who John Bon Jovi
is? I do. I do know who John Bon Jovi is.
John?
No.
John, who? Do you know? It's who? John Bon Jovi.
His last name is Bon Jovi? Or are you fucking
Bon
with
Jovi.
Me?
Bon Jovi. B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I. Like an Italian. Bon Jovi. He probably grew up with Alfonso Di Abruzzo.
Bon Jovi Di Abruzzo.
John Bon Jovi.
John
yeah, so he just changed it. His stage name is his name, but he made it Bon Jovi. Like, they're two different words.
Mm-hmm.
He did really bro it out. Like, what if it's like Bon Jovi? The word, even as a child, the last name of Jovi, because if you take out the Bon, and for years I've thought this, I'm like, his name's John Jovi? Back before I knew there were like stage names or anything. And I was like, the last name Jovi sounds insane. And plus my name is Sean, so it'd be like Sean Jovi, Ian Jovi.
Jovi.
It's nuts to me thinking about Jovi.
It's like if you change your name to Sean Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean Jordan.
With John Jovi, if I may. I think for a while I thought he added the Bond because John Jovi sounded so dumb. Like, as a kid, where I was like, John Jovi does sound pretty stupid, so I get why he threw the Bon in there.
Good on him, yeah. You're not...
John Bon Lon Tron Jovi, bro.
You didn't think his first name was John Bon?
That's where he put the space in.
I used to think it would be really funny to, like, open an autograph business and just sign things that are really close to the person's name, but not quite there.
Yeah,
so, like,
dude.
Send someone a guitar signed by Bon John Jovi. And see how long it took him. Wait a minute. Wait, this isn't John Bon Jovi. This was signed by Bon John Jovi. What the fuck is this?
This is Bon John. Terrence, you idiot.
Bon
you didn't
John
see it said
Jovi.
Bon John? God, Terry.
Fried.
So stupid. I still want to get married, but boy, you're stupid.
John Bon, dude. Yeah, so Bon John Bovi.
John Bon Jovi.
Bon John Bovi. Bon John. John Bon Bovi.
Bovi Bomb Bomb.
Bim Bam Baby. Bon Bon John Bon Bon Jovi.
Bon Bon Jovi.
Bon Bon Jove Jove.
Jove Bon Jovi. Bon Jove Jovi. Bon Bo Boji. Bim Bom Jovi.
Bim Bom Jovi John.
Bungie Boji. That's my fourth pick. And, Bungie, and I throw Bo-G? It to you, Sean. Boji Boji, baby.
Boji 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 Nights.
Bungie Jovi Bo.
Oh, man. All right. Here's one that is, oh, where'd it go? All right. This is just, it was, I'm torn.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, man, this is, I'm having, all right, I'm going to go with a pick. I just need more time. So I was going to pick this last, but I'm going to pick it first. I just thought of it.
All right.
So this person's first name is Wayne Hersham, or their birth name is Wayne Hersham.
Wayne Hersham?
Wayne Hersham. And they go by, it's a popular rap name, mentioned before on the podcast, Pain in Da Ass. It's the rapper. It's the rapper. Pain in Da Ass.
Pain in Da Ass, sure.
His name is, wait, what's his
Pain in Da Ass.
What's his real name though?
Wayne Hersham. You imagine how bummed your parents would be, like, well, now goddamn it, Wayne. There's plenty of rappers that aren't named Pain in Da Ass.
Why do you have to change your name to Pain in Da Ass? What about Lil Wayne?
No.
You couldn't have gotten there first?
Mom, Mrs. Hersham, Pain in Da Ass is what I signed with Def Jam with, and that's what I will be known as henceforth. And if I'm ever a Sith, it will be Darth Pain in Da Ass.
His parents had to meet, and their parents had to meet. The amount of survival that had to happen over generations and generations and generations for us to get to him changing his name to Pain in the Ass is mind blowing. No. Call me Pain in the Ass, please.
Yeah, like Pain in the Ass, party of two. Yeah, I'm on a date.
What's wrong with Big W? Big W.
I'll tell you, there's one big thing wrong with it. It's not Pain in the Ass. That's the biggest thing wrong with it. And that's...
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not finding a reservation under Pain in the Ass.
What is it? D-A? You're not spelling the. A lot of people spell the.
Is the last name Pain in the Ass? Wait, it's Da with a D. Okay.
Pain in, and four different, two middle names. Just think of it like that. In Da is my two middle names. Pain, it might be under Pain Ass.
Okay, so I should look under Pain Ass, and Ass is the last name.
Yeah. When I took my SATs, it was Ass Pain, because okay. Last name first name last.
I'm not seeing anything under Ass Pain or Pain Ass.
And you did check Pain in Da Ass fully?
I did. That was the first thing I checked, Pain in Da Ass. Can I see your ID?
Can you do me a favor? Can you check Wayne Hersham?
Wayne Hersham?
Such. No, my name's Pain in the Ass, but if you need to check.
No, there's a Wayne Hersham right here.
Oh, there's Wayne Hersham, yeah.
Fine. Yeah, I mean, all right. Can we just show us the table, please?
I'm all right. Wayne Hersham right this way. And you must be Mrs. Wayne Hersham.
That's Mrs. Ass to you. Take me to my table.
Man, Pain in the
right this way, Mrs. Ass. Sharpie, time for your fourth and then your final picks.
Okay. Leslie Lynch King Jr.
Oh.
Any guess?
Leslie Lynch King Jr.
Bing Rames.
I got nothing.
Fun guess. It is President Gerald Ford.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of people mix up Gerald Ford and Bing Rames, to yeah, be fair.
What?
President Gerald Ford's name is Leslie Lynch King Jr. And I have no idea why it's different.
I did not think we were going to get a president on here.
I didn't either. I thought, and call me crazy, I thought they had to use their names.
Yeah.
I thought they had to use, like, the their God-givens.
Well, we're not
going
to elect a Leslie, so we needed to change that. Right away to Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't do any research. so hopefully I'm not lying. But I don't know why he changed it or anything, but I do know that he did. And boy, that's pretty fucking cool.
Gerald Ford is a great name.
Gerald Ford is a great name.
He was from Michigan too, right? Or he at least went to college in Michigan.
Yes.
So maybe there was like a Ford connection there.
What was Gerald Ford's mark on as his legacy, as it were? Didn't he anything of note?
Didn't he come after JFK?
That was Lyndon Johnson.
Or after Lyndon Johnson?
I think so. Gerald Ford was like kind of a really, not a massively impactful president, I don't think.
Just kind of kept the water still.
I can't think of what was so great about him.
Domestically, Ford presided over the worst economy in the four decades since the Great Depression. And he pardoned President Richard Nixon.
Oh, great. So he was pretty cool.
Oh, that's right. He came after Richard Nixon. Yeah, so he sucked.
Cool. But his name was Leslie, right? Does it say on there that his name was Leslie?
Oh, he did. He signed the Helsinki Accords, which marked a move towards the end of the Cold War. So not all bad.
Okay.
Yeah, born Leslie Lynch King Jr.
Wow. Wild. I would want to keep King Jr. as my thing for sure. Even if it's got to be Leslie. I'd be like, yeah, Leslie, but King Jr.
This is President Godzilla King Jr.?
Oh, so it's kind of a sweet story.
Oh, okay.
So Leslie Lynch, I mean, it's got a very dark middle, but it's sweet in the end. So Leslie Lynch King Sr. is his biological father, who was like a prick and like hit his mother and like all this terrible stuff. And then they split up, and then his mother married a guy named Gerald Ford, and he liked his new dad better.
Whoa.
So he changed his name to Gerald Ford.
Well, that is pretty fucking cool then. I'm glad that I
Ford said, yeah, my stepfather was a magnificent person and my mother equally wonderful. So I couldn't have written a better prescription for a superb family upbringing. How about that?
Well, look at that. Well put. Yeah. Well put, Les.
It's Gerald, you son of a bitch.
And they're just on you, dude. And that's his legacy. Just beating the tar out of Sean Jordan.
Yeah, he gets 40 years after the Great Depression on you. That was a buck decade.
You're not getting pardoned. Gerald Ford and your final pick.
Okay, final pick. I think I'm going to have to go with Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
I know this one.
Mm. I have it on my list, and I don't know where it went. Mm. But
Reg Dwight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Reg Dwight. It is Sir Elton John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Good.
Sir Elton Hercules John, no less.
He changed his middle name to Hercules?
Yes, he did. Whoa. Yes, he did.
I love that. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And he took Elton John from like one of his, like the first band he was in. Uh-huh. There were, like, he took John from John Lennon, and there was a guy named Elton in the band, and he was like, I want to be named Elton. And he, like, took his name and changed his name to Elton, and then I think John from John Lennon.
Whoa.
And the original Elton didn't have the goods. Not like Reg Dwight did.
Yeah. So he took it from him.
That'd be such a tough conversation. You're not good enough to be an Elton. I'm going to be the better Elton.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll take your name.
I'll fight.
Is how it's gonna go down, yeah? I'm Elton now.
Right, bruv. I think I'll have your name.
I'm Elton now. Now scram, you poof. I don't know what they say.
You popo.
You popo. You popo. Now scram, Godzilla.
Macho Man Godzilla's Excellent. Reg Dwight. Sean, your final pick?
Final pick, God-given, is Ella Marisha Lonnie Yelich O'Connor.
I don't know.
And that turned into Lord, the popular Australian, or New Zealand, rather, singer, pop singer.
That's a good call. Again, good change. That's a mouthful.
There was a lot to manage there.
Mm-hmm.
Ella Marisha Lonnie Yelich Yelich O'Connor.
Band.
You took a couple. You went a different route. You took a couple where I'm like, I never thought pain in the ass or Lord were their given birth names.
I just the how crazy and different they were was wild thing. Did I blow it? Were we doing ones that we didn't know were their birth names?
No. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, baby.
Okay.
Except for to not eat it, and you ate it.
Yeah.
There were a couple that, the two that I didn't think Whoopi was her birth name, but it was just believable. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, the pain in the ass, that's just astonishing to me.
Listen, I'm glad you got it in there. Time for my final pick. Do either of you know who Arnold Dorsey is?
No. I love this. No, Arnold, can you give me a hint?
Dorsey, also a musician, also not from America.
Oh.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I have no idea. Eric Clapton.
Mick Jagger.
No, not. But it's right part of the world. You said Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
Arnold Dorsey became known to the world as Engelbert Humperdinck.
Why?
Oh, that's so tight.
Engelbert Humperdinck. What? There's a famous Eddie Izzard bit about it, which I recommend you go look up if you haven't. But he chose Engelbert Humperdinck.
Whoa.
It's one of those things where you're like, that's a move, and that, good or bad, that name will stick out, you know? You're not going to forget that name, really.
I have to assume he would have been just fine named Arnold Dorsey, but like, Engelbert Humperdinck? What the... You have to, when I hear Engelbert Humperdinck, I'm like, oh, poor guy, he made it, even though his name is Engelbert Humperdinck. It's like he made his life harder. It's like his voice was too good.
Right.
And he was like, it would be too easy for me to have a career as a singer named Arnold Dorsey. Instead, let me see if I can do this shit named Engelbert Humperdinck.
Dorsey's sexy sounding, too.
Dorsey. Arnie Dorsey.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Arnie? Yeah. Arnie Dorsey.
Arnie Dorsey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wild name.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert? My name's Engelbert, bruv.
How would you like to be Mrs. Engelbert Humperdinck?
Humperdinck.
Would you like some milk, love? Got plenty in the fridge, as I'm an Engelbert of the Humperdincks.
Is there a Mrs. Humperdinck? Mrs. Humperdinck.
If you're thirsty, I'd be happy to pour a natty light into some sheep's milk for you. Which is what I drink. As my name is Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's a buck sounding one.
Engelbert Humperdinck, man. Final pick.
That's
to
great.
To recap, Sharpie, you went first. You took Stedlin Judkins, Archibald Leach, Randall Mario Poffo, Leslie Lynch King Jr., and Reginald Dwight. Sean, you went second. You took Mark Sinclair, Maurice Micklewhite, Karen Johnson, Wayne Pain in the Ass Hersham, and Ella Marisha Lonnie Yelich O'Connor. I went last, and I took Albert Einstein, Alfonso D'Abruzzo, Ileana Lydia Velasnieva Mironev, John Bon Jovi, and Arnold Dorsey. We lost some good ones on the board.
We did leave some good ones on there.
Here's what I was going to ask if it was Jewish. Gene Simmons' real name is Chaim Witz.
Chaim Witz. Yeah, it's almost more.
Is it?
Chaim is a Jewish name, but it's almost more Israeli Jewish than Jewish. He's like, Okay. Well, it's Jewish for sure, but he's also
Israeli.
That was
the one I was going to ask. It was like Chaim Witz. I was like, that sounds Jewish, but I might also be being a jerk. So I figured I'd run it by the council.
Do you know what Michael Keaton's real name is?
No.
Michael Douglas.
Oh God, weird. That's that weird shit. Like that's that David LaChapelle stuff where you're like, although I don't know if David LaChapelle added it because of Dave Chappelle. Was he just like, I want to be David LaChapelle?
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael B. Jordan added the B.
I thought you were asking that about Whoopi Goldberg earlier. I thought you were asking if you didn't know if she was Jewish or not. Eldrick Tiger Woods. We left that one on there. Yeah. Eldrick is just the dumbest name there has ever been. Eldrick. I'm Eldrick.
Eldrick. Do you guys know what Michael J. Fox's real name is?
Ooh, no.
Not off top.
Michael A. Fox.
That's one.
Really?
This one's always tripped me out. Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Gerard Estevez. And that's always been wild to me that like Martin Sheen is a Ramon Gerard.
Ramon Antonio Gerard Estevez.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman's real name is Natalie Hirschlag. Q.
Wow.
Oh, here's a fun one. Do you know what Portia de Rossi's real name is?
You know, I looked today and I forget what it is, but I, what?
Amanda Lee Rogers.
So different than Portia de Rossi.
Bold.
Yeah,
Marissa,
dude.
Do you have one on this?
No, I couldn't think of anyone, so I would. I'm just gonna draft myself. I go by my real name and also by Marsmel.
Ooh,
hell yeah!
I like that. Good pick.
Damn right you do.
Billie Eilish.
Oh yeah, she's got a crazy name.
Her name
right?
is Billie Eilish Pirate Braid O'Connell. Her name Pirate is in her name.
Yeah, her mom was like an improv comedian, so it checks out.
You can't trust those people.
Yeah.
Not as far as you can throw them. Interesting.
Well, we want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Shislackety. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frank Ocean. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Sid the Dude. And more important than all of that, tune in again to another brand new episode. And next week in particular, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Milk.
Sharpie? Milk.
Milk.
Macho Man Godzilla Savage.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.